Here's your KNDY weather-eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies in the upper 50s. Winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy skies will drop down to the upper 30s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For Thursday, sunny skies much warmer, right around 70 degrees. For Thursday night, mostly cloudy will drop down to 43. And Friday, partly sunny, isolated chances for some rain. Right now, it's 41.
With your livelihood dependent on the success of your farm, it's vital that all elements are taken care of. This includes farm property and building. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and we offer a wide range of farm insurance services that take away the worry in the event of a loss to any of your farm buildings or property. And you can rest assured your claim will be dealt with by our dedicated adjusters. Let us give you a quote for your farm insurance at Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Farmers, if you have late model farm equipment to sell, give the guys at New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska a call. When your local dealership isn't giving you what you think your equipment is worth, or you're afraid of the results you might get at the auction, New Frontier Ag is your answer. They get you the best possible prices for your equipment at selling rates lower than the auction cost you. Call 308-340-8989 for more information on how New Frontier Ag can net you the most money for your used equipment.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, the latest crop progress and condition report for Kansas was released late yesterday from USDA National Ag Statistics Service. Even though there was precipitation received on Monday, this was, as of Sunday, 55% of the Kansas wheat crop is in poor to very poor condition, 34% fair, and 11% in the good to excellent category. Topsoil moisture still shows 81% in the short to very short category. Subsoil moisture is at the 78%, short to very short. Speaking of Kansas, growing drought has prompted federal lawmakers in the Sunflower State to seek emergency graying and haying regulations. Pat Roberts, the chair of the Senate Ag Committee, along with Senator Jerry Moran and Congressman Roger Marshall, have penned a letter to Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue seeking emergency haying and grazing for Conservation Reserve Program land due to that severe drought. USDA designated more than 24 Kansas counties as primary natural disaster areas. The state has given the drought declaration to all 105 counties in the state. U.S. Drought Monitor last week found extreme drought conditions over almost 20% of the state, with severe drought covering 56%, moderate drought covering the additional 26%. Of course, all of Southwest U.S. is classified in some form of drought from the U.S. Drought Monitor. And the Colombian government increasing its national blend mandate of ethanol to E10 at the beginning of the month. Government officials in Colombia say sugar prices dropped considerably early this year, encouraging the production of ethanol, which led to the mandated increase. Colombia has a growing domestic ethanol industry producing sugar-based ethanol. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
During National Agriculture Week, Marshall County Farm Bureau reminds you today each U.S. farm produces food and fiber for 168 people annually in the U.S. and abroad. Global food demand is expected to double by the year 2050. The Food and Agriculture Organization projects a need of 60% more animal-sourced foods to meet the demand. Marshall County agriculture, food, and food processing sectors support 1,659 jobs, or 22% of the entire workforce in the county. These sectors provide a total economic contribution of approximately $382 million, roughly 75% of the economy. In 2016, there were approximately 31,500 head of cattle in Marshall County, boosting the economy by $33 million and providing 382 jobs. As a comparison, the county's population in 2016 was 9,836 people. The farm machinery and equipment manufacturing sector directly contributes approximately $111 million to the Marshall County economy. In 2016, Marshall County produced 16.4 million bushels of corn, corn. A bushel of corn can be used to make 2.5 gallons of fuel ethanol. That's enough corn for 41 million gallons of fuel ethanol. 1 acre of soybeans can produce 82,368 crayons. Marshall County harvested 148,200 acres in 2016. That's more than 12 billion crayons. This reminder during National Agriculture Week.
Studies show that 85% of American homes have hard water. The benefits of water softener from Water Conditioning of Seneca are money and time savings. Your plumbing and water heater will last longer. Scale and lime buildup created by minerals in hard water won't gunk up your system. Rings and stains won't darken your bathroom and kitchen fixtures. Dishes and glasses won't streak. And scrubbing shower floors and tile will be easier and faster without the film and soap scum buildup. Call 800-748-7563 and learn more about Lindsay Spring Systems from Water Conditioning of Seneca.
Mid-America Network News. A school bus accident in southwest Kansas injured more than a dozen people yesterday. The accident happened in Meade County yesterday afternoon. The Kansas Highway Patrol says the Southwestern Heights school bus was trying to go west on the highway when it pulled into the path of a semi-tractor trailer. The two vehicles collided and then the bus hit an SUV. The bus driver, 82-year-old Donna Noscabel of Plains, was taken to Wesley Medical Center. 14 other people on the bus were taken to hospitals in Liberal or Meade. A 6-year-old girl in the SUV was also injured. Jury selection has begun in the trial of 3 militia members accused of conspiring to bomb a mosque and an apartment complex housing Somali immigrants in Kansas. Patrick Stein, Gavin Wright, and Curtis Allen are charged with conspiracy to use a weapon of mass destruction. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the buy one, get one free paint sale at Ace, our biggest paint sale of the year. Buy a gallon of our top paint brands and get the second free. And you know what else is free? Our help. With the Ace Extra Mile Promise, get everything you need to paint in one trip or deliveries free. Don't miss the buy one, get one free paint sale now through Monday only at Ace. Limit 2 free gallons of equal or lesser value. Prices may vary. Store stock only while supplies last. Delivery subject to availability. Visit acehardware.com for more details.
Pants, 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 pants.
Coffee.
Pants. Pants, pants, pants.
Coffee.
Oh, pants, 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 pants.
Tide knows clothes and stains just don't go together. Break them up with 10 times the cleaning power from America's number one, Tide. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide.
Coffee. Yeah.
Authorities are investigating a string of arson fires in southeast Kansas. 3 grass fires and a shed fire in Galena last week marked the 12th fire-related incident in the area since mid-February. Others include fires at vacant homes, the burning of railroad ties, and the burning of a boxing gym. The Galena Police Department and the Kansas State Fire Marshal's Office say that a 38-year-old Galena man was taken into custody on suspicion of arson last week after being spotted running from the scene of fires. A reported case of child abuse yesterday sent a 6-month-old infant to the hospital. The Riley County Police Department says the incident happened in Manhattan. Officers say they have identified a 24-year-old male suspect who is related to the child. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation is investigating a woman's death in rural western Kansas. The Kansas Attorney General's office says that 24-year-old Alexis Garcia was found dead early Monday at a home in Plainville in Rooks County. Authorities have reported no arrests as the investigation continues. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Do you consistently have problems with your home Wi-Fi connection? Let Blue Valley Telecommunications help with our managed Wi-Fi program. With Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi, technicians will provide you with a robust router, identify the best location for your router, and help configure all your devices to have the best experience possible. If your router malfunctions, we'll even replace it for free. Plus, we offer 24/7 technical support to manage and update your router, all for a small monthly charge. To learn more about Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi program, visit our website at bluevalley.net or call us today.
Mid-America Network News. Planned Parenthood officials are reiterating their opposition to Governor Ricketts' proposed budget because of a controversial provision that would deny federal funding to health clinics if they offer abortions or provide referrals to abortion providers. A Planned Parenthood of the Heartland spokesman says that 28,000 low-income women in Nebraska rely on the health care funding each year. She says the money in question is never used for abortions. Federal law already prohibits that. One of two suspects has bled. RV News Desk. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Sophisticated guest rooms, intimate lounge, distinctive event space. The Bluemont Hotel was designed to exceed the expectations for a variety of guests. Enjoy their indoor pool, complimentary breakfast, and ease of access to K-State and Aggieville. Or plan your next meeting and event and enjoy services of local caterers. The Bluemont Hotel features a number of standard suite-style guest rooms to make your stay in Manhattan the best experience possible. Book today at BluemontHotel.com.
Hi, this is Stephanie Austin with the Mid-America Network. I hope you'll join me every day for the latest news and sports from around the region. From business happenings on Wall Street to legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day. We'll report on regional sports to the latest happenings from our lawmakers. We'll tell you about fraud and crime and give you ways to stay safe on the road and in your home. Visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are the Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag and news.
This is Jen Horn reporting for KNDY News. Sign-up is open for a hunter education course in Marysville April 6th, 7th, and 8th. The classes will be Friday evening 6 to 9, Saturday 8 until finished, and Sunday beginning at 2. Youth must be at least 11 years old. Sign up at the Marysville Police Station or phone 541-0061 to contact Don Grove. The course is free and advance registration is required. Dennis Huber, age 55, of Morrowville, passed away Monday, March 19th. Funeral service will be Friday, March 23rd at 10 a.m. at the Morrowville Christian Church, with burial at St. Peter and Paul Cemetery north of Morrowville. Visitation is from 2 to 8 Thursday, March 22nd, with family receiving friends from 5 to 7 at Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Dennis Huber. Jim Zimmerling, age 54, of Beatty, passed away Friday, March 16th. A graveside funeral service will be Saturday, March 24th at 2 p.m. at the St. Patrick's Catholic Cemetery in Beatty. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Jim Zimmerling.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hill Home Furnishings is having a huge sale on Smith Brothers of Bern Custom Furniture. Sale includes in-stock and custom orders from the finest furniture manufacturers in the U.S. Save hundreds on exquisite quality sofas and living room sets, or create your own one-of-a-kind custom piece and save money. Smith Brothers Furniture combines old-world craftsmanship and modern technology to make your furniture dreams come true. Hill Home Furnishings, it's sheer quality. Downtown Beatrice at 116 North 5th Street and hillhomefurnishings.com.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard, aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hey ladies, when we shop for clothes, we like our friends' opinion, right? So what do you do when your friends can't go shopping with you the next time? Well, you go to Fashion Direct in Marysville. Why? Because shopping there is like shopping with your friends. The staff pulls outfits and gives you their honest opinion. So really, how is that any different than shopping with your friends? It's not. Shop daily, 8 to 8, Saturday 8 to 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 5 at Fashion Direct in Marysville. See Fashion Direct on Facebook for the latest trends.
Tradition. Excellence. Destiny. Make it your destiny to experience the tradition and excellence of KNDY's Party Line. Listen to AM 1570 and FM 94.1 Monday through Friday mornings from 9:35 to 10 o'clock and find that one thing you're not even sure you're looking for. Get connected with local current events. Advertise your annual garage sale. Find out what is happening in your neighborhood and beyond. And stick around for the song of inspiration to get your day started off right. KNDY's Party Line, keeping people connected for decades.
Here's your KNDY weather-eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a high-pressure system moving in across the central parts of the Midwest, which is going to bring us quiet weather as we head throughout the rest of the day tonight and into tomorrow. But another low-pressure system will move in out of the Rockies and move across east, across the central parts and upper parts of the Midwest. On the warm side of the low, which is where we will be, we'll see chances for some showers and thunderstorms as we head into the end of the week. It looks like some areas in the northern parts of the Midwest could see a little bit of some rain and snow. Also going to see warmer temperatures as we head into tomorrow. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Wednesday, sunny skies, upper 50s. Winds will be from the south at 5 and 10. Partly cloudy for tonight, will drop down to 38. For Thursday, we'll have sunny skies, warmer temperatures with a high near 70. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low near 43. For Friday, isolated chances of rain showers. We'll see temperatures at 66. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
If you're in the ag business, you need a financial partner that understands it. We have years of ag business experience, but we make an extra effort to get to know your operation. We make all our loan decisions locally and even offer on-farm visits to learn your business firsthand. We know ag business, your business. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Knowing what the weather will be is important to you. It helps you determine what you should have the kids wear to the bus stop, or if you'll have the chance to get that outdoor project completed. Weatherology.com eliminates the frustrations associated with other online weather websites and incorporates the latest social networking tools to enhance the quality of true, up-to-the-minute weather. Take Weatherology.com with you wherever you go by downloading the free mobile app for Android and iPhone. Weatherology.com, the science of weather simplified and socialized.
There may be a thaw in the Cold War between big agriculture and proponents of sustainable farming. We've got the story on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. If you've always dreamed about building something and convinced yourself you never would learn how, that can all change starting today. Have you ever wanted to add on to your bathroom, build a bird feeder, a shelf, a shed, horse barn, or even a garage? If you've never done it before, it can be frustrating trying to figure it out on your own. For a limited time, we have free information about how you, with no experience, can build anything yourself at learntobuildnow.com. That's learntobuildnow.com. You see, most plans on the internet don't have the details you need. They don't include pictures, or they assume you are a master craftsman. This is a resource you've never seen before. A library of over 16,000 woodworking projects, all compiled to the single largest database in the world. Get step-by-step plans, blueprints, and your skill level does not matter. This one-time offer is available for the next 3 days at learntobuildnow.com. That's learntobuildnow.com. Learntobuildnow.com. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, March 21st, the 80th day of the year. Actor Matthew Broderick has a birthday, and the great Who Shot J.R. mystery began on this night in 1980 on the season finale of Dallas. The trend of relying on locally grown, more organic food is an appealing point of view. But the fact is, feeding the world's population requires, at least to some degree, big agriculture. Now there's an emerging school of thought that tries to reconcile those two extremes. Eco-modernism accepts modern technologies to address the practical challenges of food production, while arguing for more efficient use of natural ecosystems to reduce human impact on the environment. Sounds like progress to us. If it makes the hard job of farming a little less politically charged, we're all for it. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Like new and priced right, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has on trade a 2017 Chevy Silverado pickup. They also have a 2016 Chevy Silverado 1500 model, a 2014 GMC Acadia, 2011 Chevy Equinox, plus several other cars and crossovers. In on trade at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
You'd get a $1.5 million one-year deal if added to the 40-man roster. Buchholz made his debut in August of 2007 and pitched a no-hitter against Baltimore in his second big league appearance. He was 81-61 in 10 seasons with the Red Sox and was traded to Philadelphia in December of 2016. He made two starts last year, then needed surgery to repair a torn flexor tendon in his right forearm. The Kansas City Chiefs have a new quarterback, new middle linebacker, Baker and release some of their longest-tenured veterans. They've also signed Sammy Watkins and Anthony Hitchens as part of a major roster overhaul, one that is rare for a franchise that has won back-to-back division titles. Mid-America Network Sports.
It's time for some straight talk. Using your phone, yeah, the one right in your hand, could cost up to 30% less every month. Got your attention, don't I? With Straight Talk's Bring Your Own Phone SIM kit, you can keep that phone, your same 4G LTE network and number, but pay less. The ultimate unlimited plan is just $55 a month. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. A month equals 30 days. At 60 gigabytes, we may review accounts for violations of terms and conditions found at straighttalk.com.
Pants. Pants, pants, pants.
Coffee.
Pants, 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 pants.
Coffee.
Oh, pants, 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 pants.
Tide knows clothes and stains just don't go together. Break them up with 10 times the cleaning power from America's number one, Tide. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide.
Coffee. Yeah.
Wichita State men's basketball lost a signee for the class of 2018 yesterday afternoon when Alex Lomax requested and was granted a full release from his commitment. Lomax, a Memphis East star, has been mentored by Penny Hardaway since the fifth grade, and when Hardaway was named head coach at Memphis yesterday afternoon, KTV reports it was clear to Shocker head coach Greg Marshall what the right call was in the situation. KU could have its biggest player back in the starting lineup for the Sweet 16. In an interview on the Jim Rome Show, head coach Bill Self said that Udoka Azubuike could start Friday when Kansas takes on Clemson. And Kansas State hasn't made it to the Elite Eight since 2010, but with a win over Kentucky tomorrow, the Wildcats would once again be one of the last eight teams standing and on the brink of their first Final Four since the year 1964. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Rick Everett.
Your new home is waiting at Hartley Ridge Drive in Marysville. This spacious five-bedroom home features three full baths, two safe storage rooms, and three-car attached garage. All kitchen appliances are installed with high-efficiency gas furnace, fireplace, and hot water. A covered back porch is great for relaxing and enjoying the country setting right at the edge of town. Property features all city amenities located on a large lot in the new Hartley Ridge subdivision. Make this home yours today with a personal inspection. Contact Inline Construction at 562-5525. Building lots available for custom home construction. Call Inline today at 562-5525.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go, Baron. What are they going to give farm?
Homestead Real Estate and Auction. Your farm and home marketing team since 1976. It started with...
Hey, yay! Hey, yay!
Hire a professional. You can just... You can duck your...
That was Tom. Several years ago, he's been with the family business for over 20 years and sells real estate and auctions regularly in Kansas and Colorado. He works with...
Hello, this is Rob Olmsted. I'm here working full-time with Dad to better serve you with real estate and auctions.
That was Tom's brother, Rob. For over 10 years working in the family business, Rob specializes in home and acreage sales throughout Marshall County, and he sells land, too. But it all started with...
Hello, folks. This is Tim Olmsted.
For nearly 40 years, people have trusted and relied on the Olmsted family. Tim, Tom, and Rob. Olmsted Real Estate and Auction. Give them a call. 353-2210.
30-35 and now the 40, make it a 40, beat it a 40, now 5-5-5, make it
a healthy lawn is your best defense against lawn diseases. But when the weather favors the disease more than the grass, problems can occur. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Reduce the risk of disease by keeping your lawn healthy. Mow high, fertilize properly, and if you water, do so early in the day. Once you discover a disease, correct your lawn care practices to speed recovery and avoid problems in the future. Proper care and reseeding dead areas with disease-resistant grass varieties is usually enough to manage the disease. Further speed recovery with a change in mowing habits. Continue to mow high, but cut the healthy portions of your lawn first. Then mow the diseased areas. Once done, use a disinfectant to clean the mower blades, then rinse with clear water. This, along with collecting and disposing of diseased clippings, reduces the risk of spreading the disease. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
We know Henry Ford is an early Detroit automaker. So what was he doing buying a huge tract of land in the state's Upper Peninsula? The answer is today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
As Bill Cummings explains, the early industries in northern Michigan eventually brought one well-known businessman to the area.
Logging was initially what brought people here, and once the railroads came, then we were able to do mining because we could ship the ore. And then after that, in about 1920, Henry Ford purchased 430,000 acres of land in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
The 430,000 acres cost Ford $20 million. He had an important idea in mind for that large tract.
He had decided that it would be smarter if he were to take the lumber that he needed and converted into the parts that were needed for the Model T. So he ended up choosing Iron Mountain as a site for his plant.
The factory was placed beside the Menominee River, the border between Wisconsin and Michigan.
He ended up building a dam for a power source, and he built a very large complex for manufacturing here, a Ford plant. It had three body plants here. It started with a sawmill.
Ford built an airport and housing for employees. This became a major hub of operations for the car manufacturer.
By the year 1925, 5 years after he started, by November of that year, he had 7,200 employees in the plant. This was the second largest plant of Ford operations anywhere outside of Detroit.
Production remained strong here until World War II. However, when the war effort shuttered car production, this plant took on a new role vital to winning the war. You can still see a piece of that history here. It's next time as we travel the countryside. In Iron Mountain, Michigan, I'm Andrew McCray.
Gives birth, everything usually goes okay. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. But immediately after the foal is born, there are some things you should look for to be sure it's healthy when you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Needing some advice on raising poultry, growing flowers, or cooking with veggies from your garden? Living the Country Life magazine has ideas for your home and acreage. Available on newsstands or online at themeredithstore.com under Living the Country Life. Look for Living the Country Life magazine at retailers like Tractor Supply Company, Walmart, and Target, bookstores, and the checkout lane at Safeway, Jewel Osco, Albertsons, or your local grocery
store.
This is an American Red Cross blood donation alert. The Red Cross has an urgent need for blood and platelet donors of all blood types to give now. Blood and platelet donations are being distributed to hospitals as fast as they come in. Help address a winter blood shortage so patients can continue to receive the life-saving treatments they need. Resolve to make a difference. Help save lives by giving blood and platelets now. Use the blood donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make an appointment today.
Veterinarians become really busy every spring tending to newborn foals. Since they can't always be there at the moment of birth, each owner should check the foal. Pamela Wilkins is with the University of Illinois College of Veterinary Medicine. She says within a minute or so of when the foal is out of the birth canal, make sure it's breathing and starting to roll up onto its belly and bottom of the chest.
If it's not doing that, they need to go and stimulate it and see if it's got a heartbeat, if it's got an attempt to make breathing efforts, and if it has any muscle tone at all. If it's not doing any of those things, then they need to start essentially CPR on the foal.
The foal should be up on its feet or making an effort to get up within an hour or so of birth. However, it also depends on the breed and size. Wilkins says it may take a thoroughbred foal 2 hours to stand, but miniature breeds can be running around the stall within a few minutes. Once the foal is standing, it should behave like a happy, healthy animal.
Normal foals sleep, they get up, they play, they urinate, they nurse, and then they go back to sleep. And they do that multiple times. If they behave abnormally, one of the things would be standing underneath the mare, kind of with the head lowered at the udder, and the mare's actually leaking milk on their head. To me, that's a sign that that's a fairly sick foal.
Sudden lameness in a foal is another reason to call the vet. It could be infection of a bone or joint. Even if the foal is happily prancing around, Wilkins advises having a veterinarian examine the baby within 24 hours to take a blood test and look for congenital problems. Learn more about caring for newborn foals at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Thank you.
commodity prices are depressed and depressing. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Roots, they're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality, Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Wayne Springer of Gregory, South Dakota, is feeling the way a lot of farmers are feeling right now.
I love farming. I love being out here. You know, our family's been here since 1904, and actually before that, but that's when they homesteaded here. We've survived, you know, drought, blizzards, and bad prices, and all the things that farmers confront trying to make a living. It took a long time, but maybe our time's running out.
Springer and his brother Terry are trying to shake up their operation a bit by switching some land to open pollinated crops and selling some of their beef direct to consumers. His wife opened a gift shop in town to earn extra money. Still, says Springer, it may not be enough.
A lot of families do have traditions, whether it's military or maybe lawyers or doctors or farming. You know, I mean, I know everything comes to an end, but you kind of like to do it more on your own terms instead of just like the market. You know, you just can't make a living anymore.
That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The European Union and U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross are meeting in D.C. this week to consider a potential tariff exemption. The EU is exploring an exemption from President Trump's steel and aluminum tariffs. The EU is seeking more clarity on the criteria on which such an exemption would be granted. U.S. Trade Representative Bob Lighthizer has named five criteria for potential exclusion from tariffs, but EU diplomats have criticized them on the basis that they have been left purposely vague. Any EU exemption to the tariff must be finalized by Thursday at the latest, as the tariffs take effect on Friday. Last week, the EU made public its retaliation targets, which include U.S. rice, cranberries, peanut butter, and products from cotton, along with bourbon and U.S. motorcycles. Absent from the list for now are dairy products, which were expected from federal lawmakers in Wisconsin. The EU list is far from final, however, as a comment period opened to allow the EU to gather some further targeted suggestions. Lawmakers are seeking to renew the Animal Drug Users Fee Act and Animal Generic Drug User Fee amendments set to expire later this year. Last week, the House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee on Health discussed reauthorization of the regulations that expire September 30th. Both grant the Food and Drug Administration permission to collect fees from the makers of new animal drugs, including generic animal drugs, which are used to support the agency's approval and market introduction programs. National Pork Producers supports the reauthorization effort, and the group says both are critical for ensuring that animal health, human health, and food safety are protected. Failure to renew the laws by the deadline, according to NPPC, will result in major disruption for the livestock production industry. Senate and House bipartisan draft reauthorization legislation includes a requirement that all requests for new animal drugs be submitted electronically beginning the 1st of October. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
Corn up, then down, then back up. May corn currently up 0.75 cents, 3.75 1/4. July is up 0.5 cent at 3.83. Now the later months are all down. We've had trouble the last couple of days with the wheat markets. That continues today. May KC wheat down 5 1/4 at 4.64 3/4. July down 4.5 at 4.83. and a quarter. Chicago wheat, Minneapolis wheat down as well. Soybeans started out okay, but that has given way. May soybeans down a half a cent, 10.27 and three quarters. July down three quarters of a cent at 10.38 and a quarter. May soybean meal is up 2.90 at 3.64.60. July is up 2.50 at 3.66.70. May bean oil is up 52 points at 32.26. July's up 51 at 32.48. So some pretty strong move down 95 now at 136.50. But the pressure is on. The later months are all down by more than a dollar. Hogs remain split. April hogs down 37 at 62.87, but May up 42 at 70.62. So a lot of volatility across the livestock complex. Cotton is still in the green. May cotton is up 35 points at 83.43. July up 29 at 83.47. Crude oil is up sharply. May crude is up $1.49 currently at 65.03. June is up $1.46 at 64.77. Unleaded gas and heating oil are also higher. And gold is up. April gold is up $9.30 currently at 13.21.10. Market update, Mid-America Ag Network.
Hello, cattlemen. This is Brady Larson with Larson Angus Ranch. I'd like to invite you to our 14th annual Carcass Without Compromise bull sale on Wednesday, March the 28th. We're selling a great set of 100 bulls this year, sired by Angus Hill Steadfast, Basin Payweight 1682, Resist All, Yuma, Discovery, and more. Call for a catalog at 785-891-3748 or go to LarsonAngusRanch.com to get it online via the catalog. Thanks, and I hope to see you at the ranch 14 miles south of Wallace, Kansas on the 28th.
Sophisticated guest rooms, intimate lounge, distinctive event space. The Bluemont Hotel was designed to exceed the expectations for a variety of guests. Enjoy their indoor pool, complimentary breakfast, and ease of access to K-State and Aggieville. Or plan your next meeting and event and enjoy services of local caterers. The Bluemont Hotel features a number of standard suite-style guest rooms to make your stay in Manhattan the best experience possible. Book today at BluemontHotel.com.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson. Today, sharing with you something I learned about an organization helping education in rural America. I'll talk about it after this message.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
A couple of weeks ago, I received an email that started by saying, I am reaching out to let you know local farmers have just a couple of weeks left to nominate area schools for America's Farmers Grow Rural Education STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and math grants. Well, I didn't know anything about the organization. I hadn't heard about the program before. So I called and said, I want to learn more about this and what it's doing to help education in rural high schools. In 2018, it's projected that 2.4 million jobs in science, technology, engineering, and math will go unfilled. And so to help K through 12 educators enhance their STEM curriculum and excite their students about these fields, the America's Farmers Grow Rural Education Program, sponsored by the Monsanto Fund, will once again provide farmers with the opportunity to nominate their local public schools for the chance to receive $10,000 or $25,000 grants. Because farmers know the needs of their communities, they kick off the Grow Rural Education Program by nominating a local school to apply for one of the grants. Farmers can nominate their local school by visiting growruraleducation.com. And the process takes less than 5 minutes and has made a lasting impact in countless classrooms. Winning an America's Farmers Grow Rural Education grant gave my students a lesson that they will remember for a lifetime. The words of Vic Worthington, an 8th grade science and technology teacher in Rochelle, Illinois. His class received a $25,000 grant and used a portion of the funds to build a 3D printer. Back with a final word after this message.
Our good life in America is tied to agriculture. Americans spend less on food than any other country in the world. We can spend more on homes, vehicles, and time with our families. We owe a great deal of thanks to the American farmer for providing safe, healthy, affordable food. During Ag Appreciation Week, the Farmers Cooperative says thank you for feeding the world and keeping our economy strong. Farmers Cooperative, investing in our owner's success. We are investing in agriculture.
Since 2011, more than $14 million has been awarded to school districts through the Grow Rural Education Program. More information at GrowRuralEducation.com. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Give yourself some peace of mind this growing season. Contact Linda Schmitz, owner-agent with Linda's Insurance Agency, your local RCIS agency today. Linda will help you plan and develop a crop insurance plan to offer the best coverage that's right for your operation. Linda's Insurance Agency at 1507 Broadway in Marysville. Phone 619-6135. This entity is an equal opportunity provider.
Uncover hidden savings on your farm with an energy assessment. Your utility company can help you lower your energy bills on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
If you're farming today, you know all about taking risks. Well, here's one risk you don't have to take anymore. The risk of IDID, or internal diesel injector deposits. Because now Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel has an advanced injection stabilizer to prevent IDID. So you don't have to risk injector failure, clogged filters, and downtime anymore. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster is even backed by a 10-year, 10,000-hour warranty for even less risk.
Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Now you can read Successful Farming Magazine on your tablet or smartphone. Each issue includes ideas you can take with you to the field, pasture, barn, or even the shop. With the Texture app, you can enjoy over 200 magazines anytime you want. The Texture app is only $9.95 per month, and you can start enjoying your digital editions of Successful Farming Magazine today. Successful Farming Magazine is for families who make farming and ranching their business. Visit Texture.com and subscribe today.
One way to manage the costs on your farm is to have an energy assessment done. Most utility companies around the country offer the service for free or at a minimal charge. An energy expert will come out to the farm and find opportunities for savings. Dan Heiser is a contracted energy engineer for Alliant Energy's agriculture program. He says to start, they will look at the farm's energy usage information and billing and make sure you're on the right rate.
Once we get there, we usually, you know, see what they're most interested in learning about. If they want to do the whole farm, we'll do the whole farm. Sometimes they're more interested in just, say, a grain dryer, or, you know, their milking equipment or lighting. We'll go through and look at everything we can, get the information off the equipment, like motors, the horsepower.
Heiser says they will write a report identifying where the energy waste is coming from and offer energy-efficient solutions. Something as simple as replacing incandescent bulbs with LEDs can save you money.
Lighting's probably our biggest thing. Grain dryers, get rid of the old dryer, get a more efficient dryer. Aeration fan controls is a big one, where there's the weather station hooked up to the controller that'll turn the fans off and on automatically. Some of the studies we've seen have shown energy savings of 50 to 70% with those. Get into livestock, we promote energy efficient fans. Some of them will cost you twice as much per year to run as a more efficient one.
Heiser says anything with a payback of 5 years or less is usually a good investment. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about farm energy assessments at agriculture.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, this likely will come as absolutely no surprise to you, but the Farm Bill process is hitting some snags. We get the story from Gary Crawford.
On Capitol Hill this week, there are reports of delays in rolling out Farm Bill language, with some differences of opinion among lawmakers on some issues that may have bogged down the Farm Bill process, leading Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue to say,
I would be a huge advocate for a 2018 Farm Bill, not a 2019 or 2020 Farm Bill.
Perdue telling an audience in Washington this week that, yes, the bill is likely to be building mainly on the current bill, making it potentially easier to craft, and yes, many lawmakers are working to get the bill finished this year.
But realistically, we also have to understand that 2018 is an even-numbered year, and we have things happen in this country in even-numbered years, and that's elections, and the Farm Bill, unfortunately, can't totally overcome the politics that gets involved in the Farm Bill.
But he's still hopeful there will be a 2018 Farm Bill. Gary Crawford, Washington.
In other news, Ann Haslett, Assistant to the Secretary for Rural Development, says the USDA is accepting applications for grants to fund broadband infrastructure projects in unserved rural communities. She says e-connectivity is essential to the economic vitality and quality of life in rural communities. Investing in broadband can strengthen rural economic growth and improve critical access to jobs, education, health care, and social services, she says. USDA is accepting applications through May 14th in the Community Connect program, grants ranging from $100,000 to as much as $3 million are available to state and local governments, federally recognized tribes, nonprofits, and for-profits corporations. Applicants must be able to provide a 15% match on the grant amount they're looking for. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Y-Star Machinery Rental can help you tackle all the projects that come your way. We offer a great selection of Bobcat skid steer loaders, track loaders, and compact excavators, plus the attachments you need. Select the equipment you need for daily, weekly, monthly, or long-term rentals. Don't turn down extra work. Stop by White Star Machinery in Wichita, Topeka, Manhattan, or Garden City to check out our Bobcat equipment rental options. We've got the tough equipment you need to do more tough work. Check out WhiteStarMachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
Your tax refund dollars have never gone further than they do right now at Wichita RV. Wichita RV still has a handful of brand new 2017 carryover units with prices slashed, thousands of dollars behind last year's invoice prices. Now is also the time for spring service, so your trailblazing this season is problem-free. And call today about their detailing capabilities for your RV. Wichita RV, home of endless protection with lifetime warranty on all new units. Wichita RV, east and west, and always online at Wichita RV.
KNDY Marysville, KNDY FM Marysville Beatrice, a Deerkin Communications full service station.